Hey, what's up, beautiful people? Welcome to the Be Official Podcast. I'm your host, your guy, Popane837, and welcome back to Behind the Song. In today's episode, we are breaking down a song titled Victory. Yeah. Balingo Noasi Victory. Yeah, so today's song is all about know what you think, but in a whole different angle. But yeah, welcome. Thank you so much for the overwhelming support, love you guys have been showing us. Let's keep on growing. Let's keep on showing love, support to everybody who's on YouTube. Please subscribe. Hit that like button. Hit that share button. Comment. Let me know how you guys feel, how you guys handle certain type of situations, how you guys relate to the songs. And thank you so much to everybody who's been doing the major support thing on our memberships, you know, on popane37.com. Go and get your merch. You gotta be rocking that Be Official tee, man, that Be Official hoodie, that Be Official cap, you know. So everything is there, man. Let me know what you guys need. I'll definitely provide that for you guys. Let me know what you want. Let me know what you want, especially on the merch section. Let me know what you guys need, you know. But yeah, so far so good. Let us roll the dice. Welcome to the Be Official Behind the Song with your boy. Once more, once again, roll the drums. Yes, sir. Popane37 is in the house. We are in the house. So today's song is titled Victory, and I feature two great brothers all the way from different cultures, man. All the way from different cultures. Shout outs to Prophet from Uganda. Shout outs to Josie T from Nigeria. You know, great brothers, great guys, multi-talented, gifted guys, man. Shout outs. Produced by M's Touch, our very own Zambian brother. Shout outs, man, for holding your brother down. You know, this was one crazy. Not crazy, but... Yeah, it's a hectic one, you know. So the whole process, I think it all started in last year, November 2021. Probably December. So I remember very vividly when I was sending the song to Josie T. Yeah, I think that was on... should be Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, between these two things, you know. So I sent the song to him, and he was really, you know, amazed, and he loved the whole thing. And for a long time, I really wanted to collaborate with him, you know, but I just wanted to find something that was, you know, right. At the right time, I just didn't want to rush, you know. For me, I just don't collaborate for the sake of collaborating, you know. I think it takes time for me. That's why I haven't done much collaborations, because it really takes time for me, you know. It really needs to sit with me. I just want to do it for the sake of clout, you know. Nah, for the numbers, for the whatever. That plays a part, but again, that's what I'm saying. For me, I just don't do it for the sake of that, you know. Collaborations are very good, you know. They expose you to a whole different audience and all that kind of stuff, you know. It's very important. But by the end of the day, if my heart isn't in it, then I won't do it, you know. So, just a minute. I wonder why I threw my phone. I don't know why I threw my phone. But yeah. So I don't know. So yeah, you know. So I sent him the song. He enjoyed the song. Josie T enjoyed the song. So I was like, yo, no problem. I'll get back to you, you know. So then I was like, it's not done, you know. Somebody's missing. It's not done. Somebody's missing. Then I think Prophet just popped up, you know. So I'm like, yo. And I think we weren't speaking, you know. So I hit him up in the DMs. I'm like, yo, first I think I spoke to DJ Victor. Shout out to Victor, man. All the way from Uganda. Dopest, freshest DJ, You know, he's doing amazing things for himself. Shout outs to you, man. So I think I hit him up and I was like, yo, I wanna speak to Prophet. Can you send me Prophet Slang? You know, I want him to jump on the track. So he sent me Prophet Slang and we spoke, and he spoke too, because he's shout outs to him. He's also my manager outside, you know, outside the outskates, you know, connecting me to other places, you know. So we spoke. Yo, the brother one was also down, man. We spoke, you know, had a chat and, you know, exchanged different energies and stuff. And it was well done. So everything was done. That is in 2021, December, you know. So I did that. I sent them through. It took time. The thing with collaborations is that you really need to be patient. That's why for me, I struggle with collaborations, man. I really struggle. Like, they require your patience because not everybody is keen, like not everybody works like you work, you know. For me, if you send me a song, if I feel the jam, I think within less than a week though, 2-3 weeks, that's too much for me, you know. Less than a week, you might, if the song is just sitting well with me, yo, you might have the verse the soonest, in fact, the sooner, you know. So people are different. There's some who take months, some who take years, you know. So that's why for me, I don't love collaborations a lot, because I feel like they just eat up so much space for me, you know. So it really takes time. You need to be very patient, you know, with people. You need to understand. You need to be very understanding. Very understanding. Because it's crazy. You know, it's crazy. It's really crazy. So people work differently. That's one thing you need to understand again. So you need to be very patient with everybody, you know. So, but I'm really glad with how things work, you know. So for me, it worked in a different way. Oh, no, kind of like, yeah, but for this one, there are some collaborations that have taken years and years, man. I just had to cancel them. And there are collaborations that you speak with people. For me, I really treasure communication, you know. If I'm not able to do something, I'll communicate that with you, you know, especially with collaborations where you don't tend to meet people. You know, these are people who are outside, you know, outside the borders, you know. So the only thing that you guys have between you is communication, this device. That's the only thing you have between you guys. So if there's no communication, it feels like probably you don't want to do that, you know, you don't want to be part of whatever, you know, probably you don't even treasure that, you know, you don't, like it's not in your keen interest, you know, so just tend to be in a place where you brush it away. So, with Jossy T, I think the whole thing was, on the communication side, it was very good. You know, we could communicate back and forth, talk here and there. Prophet, we had a challenge. I really had a challenge with him, you know. But I understood, that's what I'm saying, communication is very important, you know. So, I was running out of time. Patience, you know, because I wasn't hearing much from his side. So, tried to reach out, you know, nothing. It was all quiet, you know, tried to do this and that. It was all quiet. Until I spoke to, I think I reached out to Victor, spoke to him. But so here's the thing, right? Once I did that, I think the message reached him. So he hit me up with a VN voice note on WhatsApp, you know, explained himself. And that's why at times you might misjudge people, right? When you are not, like, that's why for me, I'm keen on communication. If you communicate, it doesn't matter how long you take, but as long as you're communicating with me, I think, you know, you tend to understand and like where I just ghost you. Even though your reasons might be valid, sometimes it turns out to be out of place, you know, like, yeah, but, you know, it's kind of sketchy. So he explained to me why he was like, I was kind of understood, you know, because music is not for the faint-hearted, man. It's not for the faint-hearted, you know. So he explained, I'm glad that he came through, man. He came through. One thing he said, he recorded and the data got lost, you know. So he had to redo the whole thing, you know. So he literally thought like the guys he was recording from already sent me the data and I had it. Okay, but finding out the data was lost and the guys never even communicated. So he had to go back and redo it. So shout outs to him. Thanks so much for the love, Prophet. I really appreciate. So Victory. Victory is a song that talks about you being in a position where you're in the dark. You thought that was just joking. There's a Batman movie, man. I was born in it, molded by it. I really love that. I really love that saying. Ben really did a good job, man. Benny. I don't know what his name is, but yeah, he really did a good job. I was molded by it. I was born in it. So it talks about you being in a place where they say at the end of every tunnel there's light, right? So being in a place where you understand saying what I'm going through is not permanent. This is just something it's a phase, it's a season. I'm just going through it, you know. So understanding that for you is victory, because it's not every time that there'll be sunny days. It's not every time that there'll be good days. We're in a world of sin, man. So we are also living by its orders by the end of the day, you know. So it's understanding and realizing, saying, this is just a season. This too shall pass. So if you have a winner's mentality, even when you are receiving L's, you turn that to lessons, man. Even when you're being pressured by life's pressures, you tend to ride the wave that it comes with. So it's understanding all these little pegs and just putting them in order, like you putting yourself in a place where you're capable of understanding and just moving towards with the flow. But that only happens when you're walking with God, man. Because, yo, thank God is not man. Thank God he's not man, because if he was man, then it would be a whole different story, you know. So it's understanding and just knowing that everything happens for the greater purpose, for the greater good, you know. So that's where victory comes in. So let's break down and go in a little bit. So verse 1, so the chorus starts from victory. Palinkondo asi victory, victory, yeah, victory. Palimavuto asi victory. So where there's war, I see victory. Where the problems, I see victory. Easy said and done. I know what you're thinking. The power of prayer is very important, man. Try prayer. Really should try prayer. Praying helps a lot of things, man. There's a whole this different energy that you have once you commit everything in the hands of God, you know. Commit everything in the hands of God and you'll see. Everything is just different. The whole thing just stands out to be a different thing. I see a stone from a mile away, but my God told me not today. See, I sow in my darkest days. Now it's time for my harvest days. You know, I've pretty have like a rough life, if I can put it that way. Where you think it's just the end of life, but God says, nah, I'm molding you. I'm creating you into something different, you know. The reason why I'm putting you into this whole dark environment is I don't want people to disturb what I am creating. So I am putting you in this whole dark room so that I don't get to expose you to a whole different scene where people will fight you when you are not yet molded, when you are not yet strong, you know. So it's just like the way the seed is planted. When you look at how a seed is planted, right? Debt, the seed is buried. That's how I can put it, right? It's buried. Then it germinates. It takes a while before the germination process comes in. So you need to water it first, right? Water it, feed it with all the nutrients that you need to feed it with. You feel me? Then from there, it starts to germinate. It was buried. Fresh. From death to life. That's how God operates. All right? He will take you to a place where nobody gets to see what he's doing. He molds you. He builds you. And when the right time, when the time is right, he will expose you. And that's when people will be like, we thought, you know, and everybody will be puzzled and dazzled, you know. But how? How? This person was literally on the edge of death. But how? What really happened, you know? So that's the power of God, man. God will shock you, man. God will shock your enemies, man. God will shock each and every doubter, hater in your life. All those things that were meant for ill, God would turn them into something of greater purpose for your life. A bamboo tree takes, I don't know how many years is that, but it takes a lot of years for it to sprout out, you know. So when it's buried, it takes, I don't know how many years, man. It should be 5-4 years for it to really come on from the ground. But once it does that, it's a whole different thing, man. It literally takes days for it to grow. It's only days, man. And it will shoot up in a crazy, that's called God's speed. You know, when you think it's over and God says it's not yet over, he'll take you from 0 to 100 in less than days, in less than weeks, in less than months. What might be yes to him, to you, might be just days to him. Might be just hours to him. That's how God works. Let me jump to the next thing. God is good another time. Even in my darkest, he's divine. God is good another time. Even in my happy days, he's fine. Most of the times we tend to praise God when things are going fine and all right, and when things are going our way. When we are hit with the dark, God doesn't love me. God has forsaken me. Whew. It's okay to have those thoughts, right? That's being human. It's okay. But it's not a good place to stay for a long time. All right? Even God, even Jesus himself, the time he wanted to give up the cup, right? He said, but let your will be done. All right? Even when you're going through all these hard times, man, I think your end line will be, let your will be done. God, I don't know why I'm going through this, but let your will be done. I feel like this is too much for me, God. This is too much for me, but let your will be done. God can never give you something that you can't handle. He knows you. He created you. He knows well what you're capable of doing and what you're not capable of doing. You know, that's why he takes you far away from the world, right? He hides you and puts you into this place where he wants to mold you and create. Like, you know, he wants to build you, train you, so that when you're out there in the spotlight, or when he exposes you now to the masses, to the world, you're capable of handling whatever that comes with. Hey, amen, amen. Can I go deeper? Can I go deeper? I say, can I go deeper? Can I go? Oh, come on. They didn't get it. They didn't get it. Did they? Ah, Reverend, did they? Man, I just love how these leaders did the whole thing, man. Amen. So I stay low, he go handle. Everything that I do, he my mantle. So me no stress, he my bundle. If I weigh that gram, you won't handle. Cause I carry anointing from my God. Everywhere that I step, he my shadow. God is my refuge, man. God is my refuge, you know. If I weigh that gram, you won't handle. If I weigh that Instagram, you won't handle, man. You know, if I put out that, those, you know, the same thing I was talking about where people think you're done, you know, but the moment they see, wow, I thought this guy was going to thin out, you know, like, wow, what happened? He's gained now. Yeah. God is good, and all the time, even in my darkest, he's divine. Don't play with God, man. Don't play with God. Thank you so much for joining me. I've been your guy. I've been your host, Pope Payne 37. Please go and get your merch. And memberships are now open. You get exclusive merch, music. You'll be the first to hear everything, you know. Get everything, you know. Only $10 a month for the membership, for those who want to sign up for the membership. And please, I want to know, if you're on YouTube, please subscribe. Smash that like button and please comment. Let me know what you guys think. Are you enjoying this? Let me know, you know, let me know how you're doing, what you guys are up to and all that kind of stuff. Let me know if whatever we can add, you know, to the whole thing, what you guys want me to start talking about, you know, because I'm only doing the behind the songs right now. So, yeah, thank you so much for joining me, for the love and support you guys have been showing. I've been your guy. I've been your host. I've been your man, Pooh Payne 837, and I'm signing out. Sayonara.